The United States has criticized 24 countries, including some allies, for not doing enough to combat trafficking in human beings. Israel, Turkey, and South Korea were among those singled out in a new report. The State Department says hundreds of thousands of people were taken across borders each year. They are made to work in sweatshops, in fields, and in brothels. The report calls it a form of modern-day slavery. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Colin Powell unveiled the report, the first of its kind, saying it's time to be brutally honest about human trafficking.
It is incomprehensible that trafficking in human beings should be taking place in the 21st century. Incomprehensible, but it's true, very true.
And it's happening all over the world, he says, including in the United States. Most of the victims are women and children, who, Powell says, have been duped by criminals. They're forced to work in sweatshops and in the sex industry. Martina Vandenberg of Human Rights Watch recently returned from Bosnia-Herzegovina, one of the countries singled out for its poor record on trafficking. She says even local authorities there are in on the business.
You see cases where local policemen are clients of the brothel. You see policemen receiving bribes to register people with work permits. We even found a case in Bosnia where women had actually managed to escape from the brothel and the local police gave them back to the brothel owner. There are cases where local police own the brothel.
Vandenberg says the State Department report is not forceful enough in spelling out how authorities in Bosnia and other countries are complicit in the trade in humans. She also argues that while the State Department is setting up a task force, the United States is not spending enough money to tackle the issue at home.
There's an enormous irony, even a contradiction, in U.S. policy, where we are slamming country after country in this report for failing to allocate sufficient resources to the fight against trafficking. And frankly, the Bush administration has not allocated sufficient resources to the fight against trafficking in the United States.
But Undersecretary of State for Global Affairs, Paula Dobrianski, calls this report a first go at the subject, and she says the United States will be funding more programs, at least abroad, to fight trafficking.
It may be, in some cases, abroad medical and maybe psychological assistance to victims. It may be public awareness campaigns to warn individuals, in particular women, of the kind of false offers made by traffickers for employment abroad. It may be economic alternative programs, training for criminal justice officials. We just need to take stock of what are the needs and then what specifically are the monies that need to be devoted to it.
The 23 countries singled out in the report for not doing enough to fight trafficking could face sanctions in 2003. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Russia were listed. So was South Korea, which was cited as a source of women forced into the sex industry in the United States and Japan. Israel was also on the list because it's a destination point, mainly for women trafficked from former Soviet states. While State Department officials expect some angry responses from the U.S. allies that were cited, Dobrianski said the idea was to provoke a dialogue on how to better prosecute traffickers and protect the victims.
One of the greatest tragedies in this issue is that often victims get ignored or they get punished for what has taken place. So we have worked and have tried to work and will continue to work aggressively with NGOs, with other governments who are willing to provide this kind of protection and assistance to victims.
And that's an area where, she admits, the United States needs to improve its record as well to make sure victims aren't simply deported. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.